Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, you who are partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Some background for today's word may help us. Philippi is a province of Macedonia, a Roman town in Paul's day, with a small Jewish population. It was in Philippi that Paul first preached Christ in Europe. It was in Philippi that Paul and Silas were beaten with rods and cast into prison for the exorcism of a slave girl, who up until that event brought her owners lots of money for her fortune-telling. The exorcism occurred because Paul got fed up with the fortune-teller's relentless proclamation, "These people are slaves of the Most High God who proclaims to you a way of salvation." His jailer and all the jailer's family become believers, and then they tend the wounds of Paul and Silas in their own home. It was in Philippi that Lydia, a woman of wealth and substance in the community, was converted to Christianity and offered herself and her home in partnership for the gospel. Lydia offered a safe house for the small Christian community in Philippi. It is to this community that Paul writes his letter of joy and thanksgiving. In today's reading, we hear Paul's greeting to the community and his prayer for those whose descendants brought the gospel to us of European descent. Paul is praying for the lay community at Philippi, the holy ones, along with their bishops and deacons, their overseers. I give thanks for you because of your partnership for the gospel. You are partners with me in grace. And I pray that you will grow in love and in every kind of perception to discern what is of value, so that you will be filled with the fruit of right relationships that come through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. So, what does Paul's prayer for an apostolic lay community in Philippi, along with their, in quotes, overseers, because they weren't called bishops or deacons at that time, what does that prayer have to do with the church of 2008, with you and me now? A Dominican friend sent me an announcement about the recent canonization of a lay Dominican woman, Narcisa de Jesus Martia Moran. He thought she would be important to our lay Dominican group, trying to figure out how we can preach the gospel in our situation in life and in a church that reserves preaching for the ordained clergy. Now, this woman was born in Ecuador in 1832 to a family of some wealth. I called my Dominican friend and said, "Father Bert, there is nothing about this woman's spirituality that is attractive to me as a lay woman today. She hid herself away, fasted to the point of starvation, and everybody noticed a sweet odor emanating from her cell when she died. That's not me, and who is she to me? My friend explained. Her spirituality was about making up in her own body the suffering of Christ's cross, which was conspicuously missing in the church of her day. Now I'm interested. Then he said, we need people willing to take up the cross of Christ today, willing to suffer. But our spirituality must manifest itself in the social and political system, in homes and schools, in neighborhoods, on Wall Street and Main Street. There is plenty of opportunity for this manifestation coming our way. We need to pray for enlightenment, to perceive what God is doing now. I'm really thinking about what he said, and I'm thinking about it in light of Paul's prayer for the church at Philippi, or for the community there. We are at a crossroads as a nation, as a global community, and as a church. Our time in history offers the potential for new partnerships in grace, partnerships in the church, in government, and in business. It's a time for saints of God to grow in love that breeds a different knowledge, a time for lay people who perceive a different kind of partnership for the gospel, a partnership that proclaims a vision of joy in living with less, a partnership that sees the grace of being thrown together out of our isolation and the long loneliness that competition breeds for so many winners and losers, segregated by economic status, race, and unjust immigration policies, all human-made barriers to what God is doing among us, bringing us together as one community, one world, sharing all the gifts we're given. My Dominican friend is right. Let us ask God to enlighten us, to increase our love, and to give us wider knowledge and perception of the world's needs and the church's abundant gifts, which could offer so much. Let us ask God to help us grow into a priesthood of the baptized, all of us preaching with our lives the cross of Jesus Christ for the world God so loved. Let us ask God for enlightenment and love that increases our knowledge and perception of the holiness needed for our time. Our time when young adults search for the holy and the sacred in the mystery of liturgical practice. Let us ask God to help all of us extend that liturgical practice to real engagement in the world that is desperate for holiness and for reclaiming all of creation as sacred ground. And when things begin to happen, and they will, let us be absolutely confident that the one who began a good work in us will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Pray for us, St. Narcissa de Jesus Martillo Moran. Pray for us, St. Paul, slave of Christ Jesus.